arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. And this is Palm City Good News Station, WCNO 89.9. David Francoeur here, and with me in the studio is Karen Hubbard. You're saying, where's Jonathan? Well, Jonathan and his family are out of town with a well-deserved getaway. And we don't wish anything. We pray for them to have a great time, a lot of peace, a lot of relationship building where they are, and looking forward to their safe return next week. So, Wednesday Live, what a wonderful experience this has been, Karen, what God has done here at the radio station, all the growth that he's doing, you know, all the setting us apart, blessing us, giving us resources. It's cool.
Yeah, it's been very exciting.
It has been.
You know, 5 years we've both been here, about that.
You've been here a tad longer than I,
just
maybe
a few months longer.
A
couple of months, that's about it.
But still, it
was in the same year.
It was the same year. Yeah.
So we'll consider it.
It's 2016.
It was.
It was a good year.
It was a good year.
I'm not going to burst into song anyway. We have some wonderful people to interview today, and we're waiting for a phone call from Jamie with Mi Casa Bella.
Mi Bella Casa.
I knew it was one of those. All right. Well, I am sort of dyslexic.
You're not dyslexic.
Well, a little bit.
Did you just say that?
Well, I have been known to have dyslexic things go on.
Things.
With numbers especially. That's why it's hard when I'm doing the checkbook.
Transpose numbers. Yeah, you probably want Cynthia to take care of that.
Yeah, yeah. So do we have someone calling in, I think?
Yes, we do. Jamie from Mi Bella Casa is calling in.
Excellent.
She's one of our business partners,
yes.
Underwriters. Very wonderful woman of God.
Tremendous. And all the people that work for her are incredible. So we're going to get her on the phone here in a minute as we work through a few technical issues and actually get someone to transfer her call in here. Yep. Okay. Technical issues include not casting visual orbs at the window in the studio. So anyway, this is live radio, folks. Some things are scripted, most things are not, and even sometimes the scripted things don't come off as they should. Hello, Jamie?
Yes, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. You are now on the air, dear. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
We celebrate what God is doing in your ministry, and we know that Mi Bella Casa is a ministry above all, and you serve the Lord in it. Tell us a little bit about Mi Bella Casa and what you do, and then maybe share with us what God is doing in your life today.
Perfect. Well, we are Mi Bella Casa. We are a cleaning company, and we do residential, commercial, janitorial services, and post-construction.
Mm-hmm.
We have been in business since 2016, and when we decided to go into business and the cleaning industry, we thought about doing something that will help the society, but at the same time, a business focused on God.
Amen.
It has been amazing. God has been with us since the beginning. He has opened doors to us. Is the way that he operates is amazing. Sometimes we do something for a person and we don't hear about that person, but then he used another person who knows that person, and they call us and they say, you know, I know that you did this for this person. That was very nice of you, you know, and stuff like that. And it has been a blessing to me and to my employees. Just to give you a heads up, during the pandemic, we're still in the pandemic, but when things were really bad, we did not have to, let any employees, without work.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we have more work on those days than previously. We hire a lot of females and males as well. And it was, we see the God hands every day in our life. And I always tell my employees that the reason that we're here, the reason that we're doing this is because I want to, show the society that focus in God, that's the key to do anything in life, to Amen. Be honest with you. That's my testimony at this time.
That's really, and it is a godly vision that you started, Bella Casa, to serve Him first. And when, as we've said before, when people call our station, as they often do, and ask, do we know any Christian businesses under whatever heading, and we will give a list of our business partners, of which you're one, and our ministry partners, and people are looking for places to worship and all. But it's especially helpful today. I think there's an increasing number of people that are living at home, but they're elderly and maybe impaired somehow, and they're looking for people to come in and just help them with the cleaning. And I know that's part of what you do. Have you seen an increase in that?
Yes, and again, we want to help people, and we want to do things different,
mm-hmm.
Being in business is not always about money. Being in business is not just about, get the money and do things. It's just more about God and showing the people out there that we are different, and we are different because we have God.
Amen.
And we pray every time that we go to a job site, we sing to the Lord every month. Mm. On the feast of each month, we have our meetings, and we always talk about, the services, about things related to the business, but always thinking about God first.
Amen.
And that's our point of view at this time.
That's a blessing to me to know, because when I hear you witness to what God is doing in you, and I know there's so many other Christian businesses out there that are also doing the same, it blesses me to know that you're out there and that I can trust.
Thank you.
I can trust God and I can trust you to do what is right. And that's,
yes.
I was wondering, Jamie, if in the course of doing this, the cleaning business, is there any one story that stands out that either you or one of your employees ran into where God moved in someone's life while you were with them and cleaning their home or their business? I love these God stories. And does anything come to mind when I ask that question?
Yes, we had a lady, we met that lady, I think it was like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I met her in one of the offices that we work, and because of the COVID-19, they have to, let her go. They were not doing, quite the amount of business they had it before the pandemic, and they they have to let people go.
Yeah.
Well, what happened was that she got infected with COVID-19, and after a while, we have we purchased the Clorox 360. Clorox 360 is an electrostatic spray that kills the virus in less than a minute. And you know, she called me and she said, "Jamie, I don't know if you remember me, but I have this situation. I'm just healed now. I'm negative now, but if you can come to my house and clean." And I say, "Sure, no problem." So I went to her house. We cleaned her house, and I felt that in my heart that God was telling me, do not charge her. Don't get the money. Get the money. And when she was about to write out the check, and I say, "I'm sorry, but you know, I can't. I'm sorry, you don't owe me anything." And she was kind of in shock. She says, "Oh my gosh, unbelievable, Jamie." And I say, "No, don't worry about it. You know, I had her. I left. We left, and I have three more girls with me. We left, and then after that, like 3 months after that happened, a gentleman called me. He was in his 40s. And he said, "I'm building an office, and I want you to come and give me a quote." But I always ask, he says, "You were highly referred." And I say, "Do you mind if I ask you who referred me?" And he says, "I cannot tell you." I'm going to say, "Wow, that's kind of funny." You know, so I went and I walked through the place and I gave him the estimate. And I said, "I'm sorry, but I really need to find out who referred me. You know, I always want to call people and I always want to thank people who refer me." And he said, "It was my mom. And by the way, thank you so much for what you did. Because when my mom was sick, I was not able to come because I was in California and I couldn't come. I have my daughter and my wife sick as well, positive with COVID-19. So that's the reason that you're here, because my mom asked me to call you, and that's the way that we are thanking you, giving you this opportunity to work for us." And I say, "Oh my gosh," you know. I immediately called the ladies that were with me that day. Yeah. And it's, you know, and that's one. It has been a lot, you know. Same thing with when I have to make decisions, because it's not always easy, you know. And you always have to say, "Okay, God, what did you want me to do? If you were in my position, what would you do? What do you want me to do? I want you to do what you want me to do." Amen. And that's it, you know, that's the bottom line. You know, help people, show them the love, the passion from Jesus Christ, and that's it. Everything else is up to him.
Absolutely. That's a beautiful story, Jamie, and it just speaks to the heart of God, doesn't it? I was going to ask you, we're running out of time for this segment, but I wanted you to tell the folks how they can get a hold of you. Me, Bella Casa.
Yes, you guys can call me at any time. We open 24/7. You guys can call me 561-202-4626. If I don't answer you guys, please text me, and I will call you back, or I will text you back as soon as possible. You know, that's the best thing. However, we are in Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and we have our website at www.mibellacasa.com.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And, of course, I'll tell our listeners, if you didn't catch all of that, you can call us here at the radio station, and the best numbers are toll-free. It's 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. And we'll be happy to give you Mi Bella Casa's website and phone number to make that call. Jamie, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate what you do and taking out the time, which I know is very, very precious to you, to share with us this morning.
No problem. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for being for me. Thank you for praying for us all the time. Thank you for praying for my mom as well. Mm. And I really appreciate it. God bless you guys. Thank you.
God bless you. Vaya con Dios.
Bye-bye. Adios. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. What a sweetie.
Yes.
They do
construction cleaning, residential, business, all kinds of cleaning services
and they are just wonderful at what they do.
Amen.
And we
and God's blessing is upon them.
Absolutely. We're going to go to a little tune. And when we come back, we're going to have some more scintillating guests, two in the studio and one on the phone. So come back. Don't go away. Don't change that dial. In fact, if you have to leave the room, take the radio with you. Okay? Talk to you. See you. Be right back.
Wind. Forgiveness like the tide rolling in, taking up the space where shame has lived, receiving all that you died to give. Let the wind blow. Let the tide roll till the earth knows you're a God of love. Oh, I can see the valley of dry bones, rattling, moving bone to bone. You breathe the breath of life.
And we are back. What a beautiful, it's about revival. That's always a beautiful theme.
It's in the air.
Well, and we have in the studio, Barry and Laura, also Brooke. and with Taken TV. And on the phone, we have Chris Cuff, one of their wonderful gifted associates, right, who is also going to be joining us. Welcome, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning, and welcome, Barry and Laura. It's always good to see you.
You know, it's always good.
Yeah. You can talk now if you want. I got you.
Well,
I got your mics on, so. Oh my goodness. We asked Barry and Laura and Chris to join us today for this segment of Wednesday Live because, well, there's some exciting things happening. Now, at some point, I'd like for you to swing back and share with us what's exciting with Taken TV in particular. But But up to this is your time to share. But you also want to talk about the there's an upcoming the International Christian Film and Music Festival, and you're a part of that.
Absolutely.
So tell us about that.
Well, it's actually my favorite event of the year, and it's next week, and I'm really excited about it. The 19th through the 22nd, and yes, it's one of my favorite events. And we have one of the founders on the phone there, Chris, who will be able to tell us a lot more about it.
All right. Well, Chris, I think the ball was thrown into your court. Tell us about this.
Absolutely. So the International Christian Film and Music Festival, which we call ICFF, is a multi-faceted event that is going into its ninth year up here in Orlando. And the purpose is for people who have Jesus in their heart, as well as media in their heart, to come together, show their works, their films, their TV shows, their animated projects, as well as music, and share it with the world and with each other. It's a four-day event that we've been doing, starting with music on Wednesday, where we actually have artists performing songs they submitted, and the winner is found out actually at an extravagant award show that we have on the final night, which has been compared to the Christian Oscars.
Wow.
We show over 150 films. We have many, many seminars about different facets of film, and we really, at the heart of this, is to get these artists a chance to have their works seen. Really, they go. They work so hard on these passionate projects to bring people to Christ, but did not have places to show them. So we give them a premier place to show them.
Wow, this is great. Now it's gonna be in Orlando. Where in Orlando is it going to be held?
This is at the Wyndham Resort on International Drive. It's 8001 International Drive in Orlando.
1,000. That's a nice even number. I like that. Being a, that my, I'm sorry, Karen and I are both, we love even numbers. We don't, when we do fundraising, if someone calls in a gift with, has 32 cents, it really destroys us. Anyway, but now this event is going to be, is it over the weekend then, Chris?
Yeah, it goes from Wednesday to Saturday.
Okay. Now, is it too late for folks to sign up for it?
Oh, no, absolutely not. We have our website, which is International CFF, like Christian Film Festival, .com, where you can get tickets. You can get an all-day movie pass for $20, where you can watch as many movies as you like all day.
Wow.
All the way up to larger practices, larger tickets that include all the films, all the seminars, and including the award show.
That's really cool. And they, so they can sign up online at, and it's again, International CFS dot?
CFF.
CFF, I'm sorry. Well, it's old ears listening in. CFF dot com, okay.
And they can buy tickets at the event as well.
Okay. Is there any price differential between ordering them online or buying them at the event?
Exactly the same.
Oh, exactly. Great. So if people can't quite get online in time, but they want to come, they can just show up. That's
right.
So this, how many years have you been doing this, Chris?
This is year number nine.
Number nine.
We started off online where my partner, there was a film festival in Orlando called the Central Florida Film Festival that ended, and it was a place where he used to take his boys to see Christian film. God told him to do this project, needled him. And of course, you know, we're disobedient. No, I don't want to go through all that trouble. So he finally relented and started one online, and we expected maybe 10, 20 films. Mm. We got 70.
Wow.
The next year we got 300. The next year we got 1,500. The next year we got 3,000. So the attendance kind of went crazy. In 2019, we almost had 6,000 people attend.
Wow. That is powerful. And that it's an environment within which God is moving every minute from the day the doors first open until they close.
Amen.
Do you have, Chris, and by the way, Barry, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions here.
Okay.
But,
ready.
You know, I just keep, get poised, okay? But I wanted to, you know, we love stories. We love God's stories. And I'm just thinking that there's probably tons of stories. We can only have time for one, though. Kind of a story of how God moved in and through this ministry of the film festival. That really blessed some folks. Do you have a story like that, Chris?
One thing that we have at the festival, we made sure that we have, is a prayer room.
Mm.
It is a room that is always open every day from the beginning of the day to the end, where people can go in and pray. And we have a team always in there. And we've received several... you know, messages from folks that that really helped them through tough times that they were going through. That, you know, just having a place where someone sympathetic would stand there and pray with them through their troubles. It's been very impactful. I think the prayer room is the most impactful part of the festival that we have every year.
I would imagine so. And there's a rich showering of grace for the whole event, but probably is particularly in the prayer room.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm not going to cut you off. You're going to be on the air, but I'm going to shift over to ask Barry and Laura some questions. But before I do, give us again a means whereby people can make a connection with this festival and acquire tickets and information.
Yes, so it's internationalcff.com. They can get tickets there. They can come in person at the Wyndham Resort International Drive, 8001 International Drive in Orlando. And come on out. There's so much going on. One other thing I failed to mention, we are honoring our first female, first Legends in Film Award to a female, which is we're honoring Roma Downey on Saturday night at the award show.
Wow. That's so cool. I used to watch that show, Touched by an Angel.
Right.
And I know she's done other godly work since then, but that is really cool. Obviously she'll be there in person to receive the award.
Yeah, we're trying to see if we can get her out.
Okay.
I mean, COVID, so
that's a tough. Well, if God wants her there, he'll get her there. Right?
Amen.
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 Well, hang on, Chris. Don't go away. But I want to ask Barry and Laura to pitch in here a little bit. And you've been a part of the festival for
4 years now.
4 years.
Cool. Yes.
Yeah. What are just share some of your experiences with the festival?
Oh, it was just been awesome. Like I said, it's one of my favorite events. But one thing that that wasn't mentioned was that we also start the morning off every morning off with praise and worship. So there's a prayer room, and before anything happens, there's praise and worship, which I just love that, you know. I'll have to say one of my favorite things that I experienced was my first year there, and I just love this, was actually getting to meet one of my favorite actors of all time, and is Bruce Marchionne, who plays Jesus in a lot of movies, you know, a lot of the Bible movies, and then also the Encounter movies, he played Jesus, and actually getting to talk to him in person was just incredible. While he was waiting to get into the VIP dinner, I actually was able to talk to him for about 20 minutes, and it was just incredible time. It made my, if nothing else had happened at the festival, that would have been, it still would have been perfect for me.
Sure.
But every year has been great. You know, I've gotten to meet great people like the Sorbos, mm-hmm. David A.R. White from PureFlix, just so many actors and producers, directors, and all. It's just been an exciting time, and it's actually been a great event. It's actually part of the reason it inspired the Take A Network, and just meeting the people there, and you know, seeing the need for more Christian outlets for their projects and so forth was very inspiring. And so we'll actually have a table at the event this year promoting Taken. And so we're really looking forward to it.
You know, that's really cool. And one of the great things about Christian ministry is that when you are serving the Lord in that way, that other people come alongside of you, or they come to investigate what you're doing, and they get encouraged. God just loves to encourage people. and Chris, I imagine that this was one of the takeaways you've had from the various years, the 9 years you've been doing this, is how much encouragement for Christian filmmakers and for other media, Christian media, along the way.
You know? Yeah, that's one of the key things that this is about. We want to keep encouraging these filmmakers to do and use the gifts that God has given them to share the gospel. That's the core of what all this is about, is sharing the gospel. So you want to encourage them. That's why a lot of the seminars are about filmmaking and producing and directing and the legal side of things and all kinds of stuff to just equip them and motivate them to do more with excellence.
That's cool. And I'm sure as we're broadcasting into about pretty much all of South Florida, 10 counties in Florida, the 67 in Florida, and about over 30% of the population, potential listeners. So we have about potentially 7.5 million people who could be listening today. Probably a lot of them aren't, but I really want to encourage our listeners to pray about what's happening right now, because what you're doing, Chris, and I know there's others, and Barry and Laura also involved with Taken TV, there's such a great movement of the Holy Spirit in raising up and empowering Christian media. And I see that the work of God in this way, that is, because Christian media are getting the word out through whatever mechanism God has given us. You know, we're here at radio, and I know you had some radio in your background, and then the TV, all those media, the media that God is using to get his word out to touch hearts. I'm asking our listeners to pray for this festival and for all the folks involved in it. And all the folks who are coming, especially the people that didn't think they were coming, and God's going to tap them on the shoulder to say, be there. Because there are folks right now that God wants to come and get inspired, like Barry and Laura were, and add to the numbers. Yeah, and having said that, now I think you'll probably agree with me, but I don't want you to agree with me just because you're on the air. what is your response to that, Chris?
Amen. 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 I'm with that 100%. We've seen God move so many times when things looked like they were impossible, and just everything would work out in ways that we know it had to be Him doing it, and not by our hands, but His grace.
Amen.
So we're just servants, and we try to follow His will. We even do a daily prayer with our team every morning to pray for the festival, all of the families, because we're trying to do such a great thing in the kingdom that we get attacked.
Amen. All
you
the
know,
time.
Family deaths, cars breaking down, all kinds of things happening to try to dissuade us or distract us, but we stick together, and we lean on Him, and we try to follow His will.
Amen. That's all you can do, and that's enough. What did Jesus say?
Amen.
To Paul, my grace is sufficient.
Amen.
And because we now have piqued the interest of our listeners and kind of inspired them to pray, I'm going to ask you, Chris, and then I'm going to ask Barry and Laura, in terms of your ministry, what is the most crucial need right now that's facing you that you know that only God can provide? How would you have our people pray?
We just ask that God has his hand over the festival. We ask that he provides what we need, mm-hmm. things that we might be a little nervous about, but he always covers us. But still, you know, we're human, we're flesh, mm-hmm. we're still a little nervous. We ask that people just be inspired and lifted and healed, because many people come that are broken. And we just ask that they be healed in the atmosphere of people that love them or you know, like-minded and just want to help them.
Mm. Amen.
So that's what we ask for.
Amen. That's a great prayer need. And Barry, what has God put on your heart? Now, you may have a prayer need you see for the festival, but it's also you have this marvelous growing Holy Spirit blessed. I mean, every time I meet these two, Barry and Laura, just God has always gone ahead of them, and the place is just full of grace. I'm serious about that. And I think of the ministry that God's given you, and it's just amazing. There is no barrier to what God has given you to do. But where would you need prayer today, brother and sister? Where would you need prayer today?
Well, I believe our prayer is that God will just send us more viewership and more programming, more people that would like to be a part of the Take A Network, and pray for our shows, especially the Hands and Feet of Jesus show. We just filmed a pilot episode for that show, and it's just really exciting. It's all about helping people. And the devil obviously doesn't want that out there. And,
no.
And this show is, I think, going to really touch a lot of people once we get the funding and really get it out for people to see. It's just amazing. It shows how the body of Christ really comes together and does what Jesus commanded us to do, and that is to feed the hungry and help people in whatever their needs are, whatever their physical needs are, but really reach out and touch and find out what their spiritual needs are, and then bring the Word of God to them and teach them out of the Word of God how to meet those spiritual needs, and that's what this show does. And I'm just I just in prayer that this show gets out and we get funding for it and it touches lives.
Amen. And I trust that'll happen, but often we have to speak of our needs. Not always, but we'll definitely ask our listeners to put that on your daily prayer list.
Please.
And Chris, getting back to you now. Now you've had nine of these festivals. Between festivals, what do you do? I mean, does this take up all of your ministry time?
Quite a bit of it. For example, we've already opened up to receive films for 2022. Mm. And we've received three already, and this year's festival hasn't gone through. So we have several judges watching films all year, and we start to get organized throughout the year. It's not full-time yet. It gets full-time about the fall when things really, really pick up.
I would imagine so. And share the, again, because we're asking the body of Christ listening to us to pray today.
Mm-hmm.
What are the financial needs of the ministry that are often difficult to meet?
We're really, really looking for major corporate sponsorship or mm-hmm. private sponsorship so that we can really take things to the next level and really show out for God. That's our biggest need. We're able to cover what we want to do now, but we'd like to do a whole lot more for the body in the festival, and that would require definitely major sponsorship. That's what we're looking for.
Praise God.
Sponsorship partners.
And if anyone's listening today that might fall into that category, they can. I'm going to ask you to, because as you know radio more than a lot of people. people are just tuning in throughout the program, right. And they say, gosh, I'd like to get in touch with that guy, but I don't know how to get. So would you again share the website for the festival and maybe a phone number that people could use to call you?
Sure. It is internationalcff.com. Mm-hmm. They could call me at 407-334-5182.
It's 407-334-5182.
Correct.
Wow, I'm amazed I could remember all those numbers. that's numbers are my biggest problem. I mentioned that earlier. All right, well, super duper. And let me shift back to Barry, because now when we're talking about how to get in touch with folk, and you're a local Christian media that's growing, and more people need to know how to catch you on their TVs, you know? I know you're on the Roku channel, but you have other access points.
Yes, we do.
So what I'd love for you to do, or Laura, you haven't said a word.
I'm listening.
You're listening. Okay. All right. I mean, you can. I'm not making you say a word, but I know you have some words to say. But I want to know, I want the listeners to know how they can reach Taken TV. I want a website and a phone number. And I then want to tell us all of the media platforms you're on. Okay?
Okay. Well, the website is TakenNetwork.tv. That's TakenNetwork.tv is the website. My telephone number is 727-422-4374. Again, 727-422-4374. The media platforms that we're on is, as mentioned, Roku. We're also on Apple TV. We're on the Fire Stick or Amazon TV. We're also on Android Mobile, and Apple, the Apple Mobile. And also you can find us on, again, you can get us on that website at takennetwork.tv. And right as you go on, you can click watch now. And that'll take you right into our web app that has all the channels on there. You can watch live stuff. One of the things that we have that's going to be live this week is, I'm pretty excited about, is Dr. Crandall. Dr. Chauncey Crandall,
yes,
is going to be having one of his night of healing and healing encounter night in Jupiter. Mm-hmm. And we're going to actually live stream that both Friday and Saturday night, at, starting at 6 o'clock. And so that's really exciting.
You know,
so you'll be
exciting.
Able to tune into the Taken Network and go to our live events.
Wow.
It'll all say South Florida live events, and then just click on that, and that'll take you right to the live event at 6 o'clock either night. And it's going to be pretty exciting.
That I would think so. Now, tell me, just in terms of the festival, Barry, what is Taken TV going to be doing at the festival?
Well, like I had said before, we will have a booth there so people can come and talk to us and learn about our network. But we'll actually, Taken TV, I'll actually be doing a lot of the video for social media and for the festival. I'll be supervising some of the other videographers and photographers. So we'll be doing that throughout the entire festival.
Yeah. Wow.
And another thing we actually have not really mentioned is we're still looking for volunteers. So I mean, if you really want to come to the festival and you just can't afford the tickets, I mean, that's the way it was for me the first year. I said, well, I can't really do that, but I found out about the volunteer opportunities and volunteered as a photographer, and then I just loved it, and that's a way in, and we still need volunteers. So definitely go on the website and click volunteer.
That is cool. Yes, and many people will be interested in doing that. Let's spread the word.
Yes, absolutely.
And who knows, one of those volunteers may actually have a call from God to get involved in a media platform of some kind, audio, video, both?
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you. Chris, I want to get back to you before our segment comes to a close.
Sure.
Would you please offer a prayer? I'd like you to pray for the festival, but I'd also like you to pray for... And I'm feeling on my heart, God wants us to be constantly praying for the means whereby he reaches out to touch people. And media is one of the biggest ways. If you'd pray for Christian media all over the world, I think, and then anything else God gives you. I just love for you to pray.
Yes, sir. Father God, we just thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for connecting just members of the body together that have outlets to just spread your word. Lord, we just ask that you continue to open doors,
Jesus,
for information about your gospel and ways to getting closer to you. Make them be heard, Lord.
Jesus.
Make them reach ears that they normally would not reach without your glory, without your power, without the Holy Spirit, Lord. We just ask that our festival and Taken TV and WCNO just be beacons to get this info out, that others,
yes,
can see and try to do the same, so that we can save this world and glorify you,
Jesus,
in the process, Lord. We just pray that you cover our events, ICFF, Taken TV, and WCNO, and we just ask that you put your hand of grace over,
Jesus,
everyone on the air with us, everyone listening, Lord. Just bless them, fulfill their needs, let them know your will so they can be guided by what you would like to see, and you be glorified in the end.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Chris, thank you so much for joining us today, and we will remember to pray for you. I would love for you, as time goes on, as God moves in your ministry, to let us know how things are going with you, and when you want something like the next event coming up a year from now, or anything else that you'd like for us to talk about, just give us a call or send us an email, because our people now they're primed to want to know more about what's happening.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome, brother. Stay in touch, and we'll do the same. And we're going to go to a little music right now, and then we'll be back. I'm going to ask Barry and Laura to stay in the studio for a bit, because I think Ma and Pa are coming, and Ma and Pa love these folk a lot. They watch Taken TV every chance they get. Chris, thanks. God bless you, brother.
You're welcome. God bless.
Bye-bye. Okay, yeah.
How'd that go?
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes, you have.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, of the goodness of God. Your
so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. I'm gonna sing.
All of my life you've been faithful.
All of my life you have been so, so good.
So good with every breath.
Every breath that I am
made. Every breath I'm able. I'm gonna sing,
of the goodness
of God. Yes, I am.
I will sing
of the goodness of God.
The goodness of God. Man, I love that. Amen. That I start my day with, it's not that group, but it's another recording. The original, I think, was Jen Johnson and Brian.
Bethel Music.
Powerful stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, as it turns out, Ma and Pa were able to come here. And unfortunately, Jonathan, of course, is, well, not unfortunately for Jonathan, he's out enjoying. So we have a narrator coming in who, from the UK, who is... going to be reading those parts for us. So here we go. We know that God answers prayer. We have personal experience with his faithfulness. The Bible is packed with his promises to hear and answer prayer. The witness of fellow Christians abounds regarding how God responds to their needs. Yet, we sometimes forget God's faithfulness in answering our prayers when we're struggling with personal issues. We ignore the prolific revelations in God's Word. And in the many testimonies we've heard concerning God's perfect timing with answered prayer, when we forget, we can get angry that God is not moving fast enough or that maybe he is not listening. Ma and Pa are in the middle of experiencing such a moment and are drawn into the personal struggle of one of their fellow church members.
You know, I've just about had it with Matilda Vilberman.
Something happening while you were in her music store?
Yeah. She really got under my skin, Pa.
Well, what on earth got y'all riled up? I mean, you're just about the most unruffled person I know, Ma.
Well, usually I am, Pa, but that Matilda punched all the wrong buttons.
Okay, so tell me about it.
Well, you know I like to listen to contemporary Christian music, and I have my favorites, and there's some new CDs that came out. So, went down there to get some.
Yeah, Ma, I like the same kind of music. But I think my music tastes are what some folks call epileptic.
Well, don't you mean eclectic?
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, I also like Southern gospel.
Well, I know that, Pa. You play them songs in the hen house all the time. I keep wondering if that music influences the laying of eggs.
Might be, Ma. I notice that production's been up since I started playing gospel music. And when I'm in the hen house, I think them hens are clucking to the beat of the music.
Well, it seems to me that our chickens might have a better taste in music than old Matilda.
Yeah, so why don't you get back to the story you started to tell a bit ago?
Sure, Pa. Anyway, I went into the music store, made a beeline right for the Christian music section. I noticed that young feller, that one that usually works in the store, he wasn't behind the counter.
Oh, you mean that feller with the bushy eyebrows?
Yeah, that's him.
I sure like that guy. When I talk to him, all I can see is them eyebrows. Man, they look like twin woolly bear caterpillars.
Sure enough, Pa.
I'm thinking, if he ever lost his hair, he could have them eyebrows transplanted onto his scalp.
Oh, Pa, you're always thinking, ain't you?
I guess it's a gift, Ma.
I suppose. But anyway, back to Matilda. So, I got back to the contemporary Christian music section, and there's old Matilda. And she's just standing there with a hard look on her face. So, I asked her what's the matter. Well, she looked up at me, and her stare could have bored two holes in solid steel.
No kidding. I see old Matilda at church every Sunday, Ma. I never caught such a look from her.
Well, she had one today. So I asked her what was wrong. Oh, that scowl on her face deepened. And she looked at me real hard, and she said, I'm about ready to throw all this Christian music out of here.
What?
Yep, that's what she said. And then she said,
I can't stand it no more. It's just full of lies.
Oh, my, Ma. What done got into her?
Well, I can't say for sure, Pa, but I scooted in front of her between the CD racks and her body. I wasn't going to let her trash any of those CDs.
Well, I can understand your feelings, Ma, but, you know, she owns them CDs. I guess she can do whatever she wants with them.
Well, that's not the point, Pa. Throwing out all that Christian music is like throwing God out of the store. There's something demonic about it.
Now, Ma, I said I understood you. And I know you're angry. But what I'm hearing is that old Matilda's got some spiritual pain in her heart. What needs God's mercy on it?
Pa, what have I done? I was just so mad. I just stormed out of there, slammed the door, and I drove home. I didn't even consider Matilda was hurting in her spirit. Oh, the Lord didn't get served, did he, Pa?
Well, not right then, Ma, but I figure you got a chance to get in front of whatever's going down in old Matilda's spirit. Go on back to the store. Love her in Jesus.
Yeah, you're right, Pa. That's just what I'm going to do.
So Ma jumped in her car and went back to the store. She found Matilda sitting on the floor, surrounded by scattered stacks of Christian CDs, and she was crying softly. Ma sat down with her and just hugged her. And when Matilda finally was able to tell Ma her troubles, Ma prayed for her, helped her reshelve the CDs, and then went home to Pa. Hey, Ma, how'd it go with Matilda?
Oh, Pa, I'm so glad you encouraged me to go back. Oh, Matilda was truly in a spiritual tug of war with the devil. I found her on the floor crying, and the Lord got me to wrap my arms around her and just let her cry.
Well, I'm glad it was that you went to comfort her, Ma. You know us men, we don't do well when we find a lady crying. I mean, the whole experience just gives me the collie wobbles.
Yeah, I know, Pa. But I was able to minister to her. Once she got calmed down, I asked her what was troubling her. She said she's been praying for years that her daddy would get saved. He was never much of a churchgoer. And after that happened after her mama died. He just seemed to get further and further away from God. She said all them Christian songs used to give her hope, because they're so upbeat and all, that she would just listen for hours in her prayer time and believe God would bring her daddy to Christ. But her daddy's still far from God, and his time's getting real short.
Well, Ma, now that you got me a bit misty-eyed, and now I know why I plumb forgot to tell you about a phone call I got from Pastor Breckenridge right after you left for the music store the first time.
He called the house?
Yep. He said he tried to call the music store, knowing that it would be open at the time, but that no one was answering the phone. He was calling church folks who might know Matilda, wondering if and they knew where she was.
Well, goodness, Pa, what on earth was he doing that for? I mean, the church is right down the street from the store. He could have just walked in there.
Well, that's just it, Ma. He wasn't at the church. He was at the hospital with Matilda's daddy.
Matilda told me that her daddy was sick and that it was pretty serious, and that he had to go in the hospital for some tests and all.
Well, I guess it got even more serious, Ma. Pastor Breckenridge told me that her daddy died while he was there, and that's why he was trying to reach her.
The pastor must have called after I got there, while Matilda was all angry and such, and imagining all them CDs burning in the trash barrel behind the store.
I guess, Ma. But anyway, he wasn't just calling to tell her that her daddy died. He was wanting her to know that just before he passed, he accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior.
Well, glory be, Pa. That is wonderful news.
Oh, the